Okay.
Oh.
We actually just did 10 really good minutes of the podcast, but
we did 10.
And then Grace realized it wasn't recording at all.
Really great minutes of the podcast.
So that's awesome. Then, I mean, at least it was only 10 minutes and not an hour.
Yeah, I mean it. Audacity shit the bed. The point is, we were talking about something that is.
We were talking really about the movie Minority Report, and Grace was claiming she had precognitive abilities, and yet could not predict that Audacity was about to crap out and delete all of her stuff. So.
I only have precognitive abilities about very specific things. Okay.
Like.
I only have like if that rash on my chest is going to go away.
Is it?
No. No.
Okay.
It would be really I'm going to go ahead and be the person who talks about pedophilia for once.
Okay, and, yeah, let's get into it. Finally, my interest.
Yeah, I'll even the playing field and say that I think it would be really, I mean, a precognitive pedophile is very scary because they could tell what kid isn't going to say anything.
Hmm. Yeah.
Well, actually,
we have to do, we should probably be dedicating at least some of the United States military budget toward making sure that pedophiles never develop precognitive abilities.
Actually, you're totally wrong. What you just said was totally wrong.
Oh, okay.
Wrong. It's 100% incorrect, because I was thinking about it more, and I think, actually, we should make it so all pedophiles can see the future are precogs, because a pedophile who can see the future would, like, be about to molest a kid and then get a vision of them as an adult and go soft as a fucking hot dog.
Hmm. That's really good. That's actually really true. That's genius. Okay, never mind. I take it back. We should be using as much of the United States military budget as possible to make sure that we can figure out how to induce precognitive abilities in adults with pedophilic tendencies.
Mm-hmm.
We could save lives.
Yeah. And then if they did, if one of them did go through.
Yeah.
With molesting a kid, we would know that that kid was about to die soon.
Oh, because if the kid doesn't live to an adult, then the pedophile will never have an image of the kid as an adult, so they would feel comfortable molesting the kid. I see.
So weirdly, that would be kind of a
gift. Are you making a kind of like utilitarian argument that it's better for a pedophile to molest a kid that's not going to live that long?
No, I'm not saying that.
You're saying that it causes that it would cause less harm for a pedophile to molest it.
No, I'm not saying that, like, pedophiles can do harm reduction by, like, going to St. Jude's. I'm saying.
Have we tried doing chemo on pedophiles? Do we know if that does anything? Look, call me crazy, but I doubt anyone who's on chemo is going to find the time or energy to actually carry out grooming and molesting a child.
Yeah, but what if...
Because you're kind of busy, right, with having, like, doing chemo.
You sleep a lot, is my understanding.
Right, so we should put pedophiles on chemo, I think.
Yeah, or at least make them take a few cups of sleepy time tea a day.
Right.
Like, just anything to keep those pedophiles in bed.
Yeah.
Asleep. Not on their phones.
If you're
not in bed and on their phones.
If you're a pedophile, try drinking a bottle of Robitussin every morning. See where that gets you.
That could be really, really helpful, I think.
That could be good. That could be good.
I think that, like, I guess what I was saying more, though, was, like, you know, usually when a kid gets molested, nothing good happens. Except, I guess, maybe for the pedophile. But now something good would happen for the family, which is they would know that their time was short because a precognitive pedophile had assaulted their kid. So they know that the kid was going to die soon, so it's time to go to Disneyland.
Hmm.